This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's a comedy show in Hamtramck tomorrow night, but the theme, well, you might not think it as being so funny, or at least I imagine it's hard for most of us to find humor in it, suicide. Kate Hardy organized the comedy showcase Suck It Suicide at Small's Bar in Hamtramck tomorrow night at 8. Kate's here. Kate, I'm told you lost family and friends to suicide. What made you think finding humor in suicide might be a good way to deal with it?
Actually, it was Ray and his friend Laura. They organize it every year. They originally contacted me 3 years ago. And I, being the person who just loves contradictory things and things that don't make sense a lot of the time and mash them together, I thought it was a great idea. I personally deal with things with humor. I make horrible jokes that make me feel better. And that works for a lot of people. Not everybody is a sit down and be serious and this is how I cope kind of person. I'm definitely not one of those. Serious situations or serious conversations make me feel really uneasy. And I feel more comfortable when other people around me are laughing and smiling. And it's helpful for me and my grieving.
Now, this has got to be the ultimate in gallows humor.
Yeah.
Suck It Suicide is an event which supports your nonprofit group, 6 Feet Over. What does 6 Feet Over do?
6 Feet Over, we help families who've recently lost somebody to suicide with funeral costs, cleanup, and memorial services. And we also make sure that those families know what resources are available to them and understand that there's a community out there for them. I've lost my mom, and I've lost 7 friends. So initially, right after I lost my mom, I was 20, and I didn't know there was a name for what I was, which is a suicide loss survivor. And I didn't know that there was a whole community out there that identified this way and that I could go to, and they would understand what I was going through. So it's really important for me to be able to pass that on to other families. On top of that, dealing with my mom, who was bipolar for my entire life, and she died when I was 20, I didn't have the tools or the knowledge to be able to deal with that. And I think helping your loved ones stay 6 feet over is also really important. And those people who are trying to fight to stay 6 feet over, they need to know what's there for them, too.
As you mentioned, 2 comedians are featured at tomorrow's show, Ray Holifeld and Laura Witkowski. Ray joins us by phone right now. I've got to ask you to give us just a little sample of how you make suicide funny.
Well, I don't necessarily make suicide funny. Like Katie said, I since I was a little kid, I just used humor to cope. I don't necessarily make the subject of suicide funny, but we can make a lot of other things funny, and maybe somebody will say something that'll help someone through that night, you know, something like that.
Give me an example.
Of a joke?
Yeah.
All right. Get a lot of Facebook notifications this morning. Somebody that I graduated with was starting a Facebook group to organize a high school reunion. Like, I hadn't seen some of these names of these people in like 20 years. I was like going look at their profiles and stuff, and it felt really good. It felt real nostalgic. It's been a long time, so I felt like putting on a trench coat and shooting everybody.
Okay. What's it like writing or preparing material for a topic like this?
I write all about a lot of true life things. Like, I have a daughter, and I write about that. And a joke like that just pops in my head. It's like just trying to like make something that's a horrible subject like that just be totally absurd, you know. And if you can make someone, I think if I can make someone laugh at something that they think they shouldn't be laughing at, then I did my job.
I understand that suicide has affected your life as well.
Yeah, I lost my little brother in 2010.
That's Ray Holliman. He and Laura Witkowski will be performing at Small's Bar on Hamtramck tomorrow night at 8 for the comedy showcase Suck It Suicide. It's a fundraising event for 6 Feet Over, and that's run by Kate Hardy, who's joined us here. So any parting words of wisdom that we could take away from this? I mean, finding humor in something so disturbing is a way a lot of people cope with things like this.
Absolutely. I would like to add that the entire show isn't just a bunch of suicide jokes, but there's a lot of mixture in there. So if it is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, trust me, there will be a lot of comics who are up there who are throwing just some hilarity at you no matter what. But I think the takeaway for me from this event is the support that we've gotten in past years and recognizing that there is a lot of people who would rather talk about yucky issues in a more comfortable and casual way. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot of letters and numbers and statistics. You can just come and be a community and cope together.